Video: Rosie O'Donnell leads protest against migrant shelters, take the fascist out of the White House. By Hannah Blow on July 13, 2019. Rosie O'Donnell attended one of the many far-left vigils across the country Friday night, protesting migrant shelters and amping up fellow activists to take the fascist out of the White House. O'Donnell spoke at the vigil in New York City Friday night, asking the crowd to look around and see what America stands for. The signs are beautiful. The sentiment here is beautiful. Don't forget, people. Look around. This is who we are, she said. This is what America stands for. All colors, all shapes, all sizes, all nationalities, sexualities, genders, transgender. Freedom is what we were founded on. Freedom and decency are what we must demand from this government and never stop. Never forget until we take the fascist out of the White House, the actress said to applause. The widespread events were part of the Lights for Liberty, a vigil to end human concentration camps protest, sponsored by the ultra-left-wing Women's March, Code Pink Arizona Resist, and dozens of other far-left groups. The former View co-host was one of many leftist personalities to tease the event. It remains unclear what sign O'Donnell was particularly impressed by, but many of the homemade signs surfaced on Twitter. "We see cruelty," one sign read. "Cage Trump. Not kids," another read, featuring a makeshift image of the president behind bars. Rosie O'Donnell had been teasing the event for the past few weeks. She appeared on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen last month and bizarrely compared migrant shelters to concentration camps, asserting that the U.S. had over 100,000. "Yeah, the concentration camps, even though there's lots of controversy about the word," O'Donnell told Cohen. "But, actually, legitimate scholars who study genocide say, yes, these are, in fact, the criteria for concentration camps, they meet them. There are over 100,000 camps, in nearly every state."